PW, have you ever drove out of state or somewhere else just to see the season change?
Yes.
Bill Smuts.
Yeah, I have.
Dr. Captain Clark?
I have not, but I know people who have.
Voice of Reason?
Oh, every year.
But, okay, do you think you people do that? You people travel to see seasonal changes.
To white people thing?
No, because back in the 1860s, they all wanted to go north.
Yes, that's right.
That's true, yeah. All right, in the past, maybe, it was the colored people.
And it was the changing of the leaves.
Yeah.
Okay, that was uncalled for.
Would you ever call for that?
We gotta get rid of that damn tip job. Who idea was that? It was yours. This phrase probably has nothing to do with anything, so e plunimus glumus.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Live from Hooters in beautiful Tampa, Florida, it's the Spike and the Mike Show. And now here is your host, Spike.
You have to hit the post. I said Spike check one, Spike check two, Spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to another award-deserving episode of The Spike on the Mic Show. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I am the guy known as Z Spike on the Mic. And we are here at our plushest studios here at 4215 West Hillsborough Avenue here on the patio. It's not cold and it's not chilly because for my own desires and pleasures, they turned down the plastics and they put on the heat. So everything is hot and warm. So we are here, ladies and gentlemen, right here to perform. See how I rhyme that? Hot and warm. To perform an award-deserving show for you. Of course, I can't do this by myself. I won't do this by myself. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let me introduce the crew. Directly in my peripheral visions, I mean straight in my peripheral vision, we have the man who's homeschooled and he has a boat. So we like to call him Dr. Captain Clark. Dr. Captain Clark, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like the last of the Thanksgiving leftovers that nobody's going to eat.
Is that the...
It's whatever the last bit is. It might still be good, but nobody's...
The possum feet?
It's the possum feet,
the
exactly.
Possum, well,
it's
know.
The feet of the possum. Yeah.
Yeah, well, sometimes they don't eat all that, and they throw it out there and give it to the deers.
Yeah. The deers.
Yeah, you know. Because possum... Let me give you a little knowledge and nuggets about possum and feet.
Uh-huh.
Possums are indigenous to the woods. They like to be outside.
Yeah.
So if you throw some possum feet in the woods, you're not harming it. But if you throw like an aluminum can or a bottle.
Oh, yeah. It's not the same.
It's not the same.
Yeah, that's not a natural.
Write that down.
Okay.
You have been.
Can I just pretend to remember it without writing it down?
If there's a test, you're going to be in trouble.
Okay. Well, all right.
All right. And so the man is making a sound go through your eardrums like this. Doom. Doom, doom, doom. We like to call him PWs. PWs, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy who's got possum toenails stuck in his teeth.
Oh, my damn.
Oh, man.
The toenails?
It's driving me crazy. You know, I keep doing my tongue trying to get it out. I can't. Yeah.
Oh. Well, listen, let me give you a little knowledge of nuggets. Yeah. You can take the possum feet and nails and throw them in the woods because they're indigenous. I am educating y'all like somebody with an edge.
All right, how about beer cans? Can I throw those in the woods?
They're not indigenous to the woods.
Oh.
Listen, Clark and PW.
Yeah.
When you're walking in the woods,
right.
There's a thing that the hikers like to say, leave no trace. So like if you walk in 7 miles in the woods.
Right. That's what serial killers say. That's not what hikers say. It's what people who murder people say.
They say don't leave any evidence.
So you got those mixed up.
If you're walking in the woods, you got to take a dump.
Right.
If you're walking in the woods to dispose of a body, don't leave a trace.
Yeah. Don't take a dump because there's DNA. In
oh, yeah. They'll find you.
I can't educate y'all. I'm trying to tell y'all stuff.
I feel like we know everything.
Oh, okay. Oh, great segue. You talking about knowing everything?
Yeah.
Oh, my damn.
Uh-oh.
The next sound you're going to hear is the guy who knows everything. We like to call him an idiot savant. Take off the idiot. We'll just call you Savant.
Savant.
And I don't know how to spell that, so I'll just call you B. Bill Smuts. Bill Smuts, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like someone moving to the corner so his new possum keychain doesn't get shown on camera.
That's right. Listen, you got this right here hanging around.
Careful now.
You want to do some stuff. All right. Okay, so we got all the formalities out, except for,
don't we have a special guest tonight?
Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
But what I was going to do...
What?
It was going to announce everybody that the crew that took vacation days.
Oh, yes.
The real reason we're here, right. He's on vacation in California.
He's on vacation, yep.
Yeah, so he's not here.
Right.
And is that about it? Oh, and some man who hauls gas is doing that, too.
Is he still in jail?
Damn, man. Okay, let me say this.
Yeah.
We have guests.
Oh.
And so when you have guests, we're supposed to try to make this more professional.
Oh, I see.
So speaking of guests, the next sound you hear is a man. I think he's from this area here. You know, I met him, some say a year ago, while about on 102.5 on the Cat Named Mo show. And we asked him to perform one of his little ditties.
Oh.
And I'm using the word because I'm already talking. And I was impressed. I was muchly impressed. So I decided that I should try to find him.
I noticed you've been staring at his ditty.
I've been trying to get him on.
Nothing like making the guests feel comfortable.
Yeah, really.
Where I'm from, we call Diddy Hat.
Yeah, really. There he goes. So that sound you're hearing, ladies and gentlemen, is another friend of mine. And now he's a friend of the show. We like to call him A.B.
Just A.B.
How do you A-B. Spell...
Yeah, how many P's and H's were in that word?
AB Free, welcome to the Spike on the Mic show, and how are you sticking?
I am sticking like the chewing gum under a third grade classroom table.
Nice.
Boom.
Nice.
Let me holler at you a minute. Let me holler at you, man. I've been doing this with these illegal riffraff and shipping containers for years now. And how you sticking is basically is like a what's up, how you doing, and what you know good.
Right.
You one of the few. Mm. That gave me a how you sticking right. You hear how these illegal riffraff and shipping containers answered that question?
What was wrong with that?
You had possum toenails.
Right, stuck in my teeth.
So leftovers in the fridge, sticking around.
Smots, what'd you
unwanted?
Say?
Unwanted?
No, because you said it just says how you sticking. It's like, how's it going? So you're like hard and dry is what you're telling us.
Well, you know, sometimes, you know, just kind of... You're there, you know.
Yeah,
and
you have to
search for it.
And I'm not critical, you know. I'm just because Spike just said that our definitions are wrong. Yours is right, and you know all I know is like when you reach out, that's that hard piece of dried gum
or fresh.
Yeah.
Well,
fresh gum.
Yeah. At that point, it's like where's the antibacterial or something like that?
You in third grade? How you know about antibacterial?
Well, at that point, you just stick your finger up your nose and then you're okay. Third grade, right?
Okay. Hey, let me talk to you. Okay.
You ever eat that library paste? I love that stuff. Yeah.
Let me just talk to you. I'm having I'm trying to just take this to another level, but they keep pulling me down. They're like crabs in a barrel,
or lifting you up. Depends on how you.
It's true.
Bringing you up.
Because we've heard the stuff you talk about.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, since we got through all the formalities, we have to talk about. Let's go ahead and talk to our sponsors.
Oh, okay.
Did I do that wrong?
No, that's fine.
There you go.
The Spike on the Mic show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, StPeteRadio.com.
Welcome to Hooters! Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
I don't even talk about it.
Oh, okay. Well, we won't even talk about that, but we'll keep them on there. All right,
Well, the season's over, but, you know, it's a fantastic place to watch your football games.
Oh, isn't
on
it?
On Sundays. And
you can always come here and watch the game.
On Saturday, too.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, B, you want to hold that camera right there because what this show does, we talk about three things on this show.
The past, the present, and the future.
get our exercise. All have right. to get our exercise in.
That's good.
I'm sorry. Hope you're not offended over there. You know, because sometimes the pelvic thrust is a bit much, but I like
I'm offended.
You are.
That was right in Clark's face.
Yeah, I'm closer than she is.
Well, that's what we.
I'm in more danger. Yeah,
well, you'll be all right.
Looked like you were reaching for his shoulders.
Yeah,
gross.
One of those thrusts came very close.
Mm.
Yeah. Ooh.
Well, also, instead of us, including us talking about those three things, we also are a caller-driven show.
Oh.
You guys can always participate by giving us a call at 813-699-3900. Because
I'm glad I don't have to play any special music for that, because I really don't think people should call in because they're always flushing toilets and stuff.
You feel like I say we are caller driven. We love the people to call and you know and drive.
They have never driven,
so we're not driving right now. This is like
we're sitting still.
We are right now flying in the wind because the reason we're here is not here,
right?
Voice of reason, but that's okay. We have AB Free here.
Who?
Hold on a second. Let me ask you this.
Yeah,
I thought it was AB.
yeah, you did that.
Tuesdays.
Yeah, that's what Tuesday. Is it? Let me get this right because we're gonna talk to you at the 7:35 hour.
We're not gonna ever speak to him before then.
No.
Why did he even get here so early? Then?
Yeah, I know he could have been
water and lemon.
He could be sleeping now. Yeah.
Let me talk to you. You guys. I mean, y'all can just.
Oh, sorry. Grabbing a bucket.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Is it A dot B?
Yep.
Free.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A dot B dot.
No, I don't think there's a dot on the B, is it?
Of course there's a dot on the B.
You're supposed to say something now. This is when you're supposed to
say. Is it spelled
B-E-E?
No, it's A.
Period.
B.
B, period.
Oh, wait, I was saying, so where's the pot, the dot?
After the A and
the
after
B.
The B. Yeah.
Like, y'all understand that I was asking the man who named that what he used.
You know, you can put, a comma, too.
You could put a
so
comma.
So it's just whatever you want, huh?
You can put a comma, too. Yeah. Or a dash, you know.
How about a semicolon?
Sure.
You're entertaining them. Sure. I'm telling you, entertaining them.
Hey, Mr. when did you go by AB?
Well,
it's your initials.
I wanted to PW.
Yeah, no, I know. Well, we asked that question of you like a long time ago.
Oh, I see.
So that's why I was asking.
But that's how it works for most people.
Yeah.
You know, they have like two names.
No, of
and
course.
They just short
is it just initials, or is it just because they're the first two letters of the alphabet? Is it?
Well, they're initials for my name.
Right. Okay. Well, then that's right. Perfect. That's
I like the three syllable, AB Free. I feel like it's a power name.
Right.
I was a big fan of RG3 when he. I thought it sounded cool, RG3. But you say it slowly, when you say my name slowly, you're actually telling people to be free.
Hey, be free.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
great.
How should I pronounce it?
You can just call me
correctly.
Are you offended by Mr.
Yeah, that didn't.
Can we cut that out?
And let me ask you real quick.
That's how you open this show.
I thought it was going to be a complicated last name, but it's Free. I mean, it's like, you know, I mean, Mr.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
that's my new shirt.
It must be difficult to pronounce.
Yeah, it must be.
You did that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like the old NBA All-Star, World Be Free.
Yeah.
I would have called him, hey, World Be.
Yeah. It's a name, but it's also a statement at the same time.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you just educated me?
No, I'm just pointing something out. I don't have any hopes for educating
you. All right, now, occasionally, Spike will pronounce the word three, free. So... Is that a possibility? AB3?
No.
Okay. All right.
Mm-mm.
All right.
Thank you for trying. I have no idea what you just did, but thank you for trying.
All right.
All right. So listen.
We'll just listen to you speak some more. Then we'll understand.
You guys understand that none of this is show topic, right?
What?
Are we
on now?
Yeah.
Did you write in your notes?
Good Lord.
No.
If we could just.
That was off the cuff? Really? Wow.
Oh. Man, if I had that Men in Black tool,
I would make
all y'all forget, and it'd just be me and AB Free right here.
All right.
I wish we had it too, please.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go ahead and get into what we do normally, is topic change in music.
This is where I say it's time for a topic in a funny old-timey voice on the Spike on the Mic Show.
All right, so what normally we do around here is that I run across a topic that I think is very interesting, and it needs some more, big word, expounding.
Oh, I like
it. It needs some more talking about, and it needs some more addressing.
Right? That's what expounding is.
I like to call this topic, I brought you into this world, I can take you out.
Oh, I brought you into this world, I can take you out. You know, my mother said that to me.
Oh, she did?
Very often.
I think Bill Cosby said it, too, on one of his shows.
Yeah.
One of his albums, I think.
Something
like
going
way back.
Did he say that to one of those women?
All right.
Oh, he might have.
Damn. All right, so listen, AB, what I need you, and the illegal riffraff in the shipping containers.
Oh, that's right.
To give me your opinion on how you think we should handle this. All right, so here's a story about this woman.
All right.
She invited her mom to come stay with her for the holidays. So the mom comes over there. This woman is a vegan. And I guess a vegan is a person who don't eat meat, right?
Yep.
And not only that, but not even like animal-based products.
Yeah, nothing
like no
to do
cheese,
with animals.
Cheese, milk, nothing.
Because a vegetarian is just is a no meat eater, but a vegan avoids milk and
that's the three letters in vegetarian.
There's a lot more letters.
Yeah. A vegan will not eat a cucumber if a cat walked past it.
If he licked it?
Yeah. Well, just walk past it.
Is she the type of vegan that mentions that she's a vegan in every sentence? Vegan.
Oh, yeah.
Aren't they really? All? Exactly.
Okay. Is that all vegans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does she do CrossFit, too?
We just met across.
So she invited her mom over to the house. Everything was going good. She woke up that next morning going downstairs. Mom was downstairs frying up some bacon.
Oh, well.
Mm. All right. So now.
But it's vegan bacon.
Now, word on the street is that vegan woman was very, very upset. I mean, she was 38 hot. That's in the streets, mad.
Was this her house?
She invited her mom to her house.
Uh-oh.
Now, I don't know whether mom.
Where did her mom get bacon? She brought her own bacon with her?
Yeah, that's a good
point. I'm sure it wasn't in the fridge, right?
I guess she did. She brought it in her
I'll
own.
I'll show her. I'm going to go to the store and bring some bacon with me to my
daughter. Pockets are full of bacon.
I've always
got some.
So the question to the illegal riffraff in the shipping containers, because Miss Vegan, her name is not Miss Vegan because we keep names disclosed. And
I know.
Or mispronounced.
She was 38 mad. So she's saying that my mom disrespected my house and my beliefs, and what should I do about it? So I'm gonna go around and ask you illegal riffraffs what y'all think about that, and I'll start out with you, Bill Smuts.
Well, I think her mom did disrespect her beliefs and everything. It's her house, and mom should not be invited again. And if she's that much of a problem with it, I mean, it's her house.
That didn't sound like the voice of reason.
Yeah, it didn't. Yeah. All right, PW.
I think that Miss Vegan should just get over it. You know, nobody forced her to eat bacon. Mom just needed her fix.
Exactly.
There is a serious smell and grease into the air and everything.
Smell like bacon for a while.
And that's what I'm saying. With as a vegan,
isn't that a wonderful smell of bacon?
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Dr. Kevin Clark.
Look, what do your parents say when you act up when you're a kid? As long as you're in my house, you follow my rule. When you get your own house, so now she's in her own house, she gets to make her own rules.
AB free?
Well, you can't throw your own convictions on other people, you know?
But if they're under your roof, though.
I mean, what if she was a non-smoker and she lit up a cigarette?
Yeah.
Same thing? Or no? I mean, should she be able to light up a cigarette in your house?
Definitely not.
Okay, but to that her extent, that's a bacon.
So the daughter's cooking bacon in her mom's house?
No, the mom. The mom is cooking bacon in
her
daughter's house. That her daughter invited her over for the weekend. And now she's thinking about kicking her mom out, saying, hey, you got to get the step in.
But, you know, it's just pocket bacon.
Yeah, because you brought it in her pocket.
Now, see, I would never have this problem because I have a restraining order against my mom. So she can't even come near the house.
If my mom gets out of prison, we're going to be free too. So, that's, you know, you and I got the same problem.
Yeah.
How would you handle the situation if Miss Vegan came and talked to you and mom came and talked to you? Because Miss Vegan wanted to kick her mom out the house. What would you say? You the doctor counselor.
Because her mom
cooks some bacon.
Cooks some bacon while she's being Miss Vegan.
While she's hosting,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she is hosting her mom, and her mom basically said, all right, I'm going to come to your house, and I'm still going to cook bacon. Yeah. I know you're a vegan.
But I'm going to do it before you get up in the morning. She got caught. She got caught sneaking bacon.
Can you not get caught cooking bacon? I mean.
It's really hard.
What I'm surprised is how the smell
I wake up when I smell bacon. Saying,
say what?
Yeah. The smell. Yeah, I'm surprised that the smell of that delicious aroma didn't want her to get a slice.
Yeah. I'll be a vegan tomorrow. Yeah.
Was it honey maple bacon?
You know,
bacon?
Probably.
Man. So how are we going to close this? You guys saying, like, Miss Vegan wants to kick her mom out the house.
Well, what do you say?
Get a hot plate and put it outside.
Also, let's take into account that there's some deeper issues here. That's a very passive-aggressive way to piss off your daughter.
Right.
There's deeper issues going on than food choices.
Or
she knew her daughter's a vegan, and she intentionally brought bacon. You know, she didn't bring a bologna sandwich that you wouldn't even know was there. She brought bacon and cooked it.
Outside.
There's something else going on than differing opinions on diet.
You know, I drive in my neighborhood, and, you know, every few houses there's a garage door open,
right,
and some poor guy smoking a cigarette in his garage because he's not allowed to smoke in his house. She could have cooked some bacon in the garage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody would have known. Yeah.
Right.
Garage bacon.
So we gotta land this plane. So
we
you
do?
On you on the mom or Miss Vegan side, PW?
Oh, well, as a bacon eater, you know, I would be on mom's side, but mom didn't seem to handle it properly.
I'm on the homeowner's side.
Yeah, me too. Whoever's paying the mortgage makes the rules.
AB?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to, if I know someone, whether it be like their diet, their lifestyle, their religious belief, you know, or just their lifestyle choices, and I know 100% that they don't eat bacon, I'm not going to advertise it all up in your face and make you smell it when you
But you're going to have some in your pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to put some.
All right. Listen, when I first read this story, I was thinking, daughter, shut the step in. This is your mom. You invited her to a crib. You know the kind of person she was. She raised you. She brought you into this world.
So you're afraid of your mom.
Yeah, but at the same time, don't be so uptight about it, though. It's just food. It's just bacon. Not everyone's going to have the same diet as you.
But
know?
That's the thing, you know. I mean, as a vegan, what does it go out there? Is a cigarette? Is it if mom did a line of coke? You know,
what is the line?
What's the line? But I mean, to a vegan,
the
smell of bacon is incredibly offensive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what if mom starts cussing out? I mean, you know, anything. You know, what is the line there?
So it's going to be the family tiff. Cause
we had my daughter Billy over this past weekend.
Right.
And I had to send her home when she started shooting up. You know?
That's always best.
Yeah.
It's always best to do that. All right. I don't know what the conclusion is. The conclusion is, I think the consensus is mom was wrong. Miss Vegan can tell her mom to.
That was the consensus.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that was consensus?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. Kind of sounds familiar.
Reluctantly, but yeah.
If Miss Vegan is listening, she's thoroughly confused.
Is this a local story? Is there a chance that Miss is this like somebody who wrote into the show, or is this something you saw on the news?
This wasn't a Dear Spike on it.
It's happening somewhere here, though.
It's happening. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
100%.
All right. I'm making an executive decision.
All right.
She brought you into this world. She can take you out.
That's right, Miss Mom. Right. That's your mama.
Oh.
So get.
So you're going against all of us because we all disagree with that.
What if mom was single and lonely and found the tool in your dresser, in her dresser, and then did it right there in front of you? Is that okay?
Oh.
I mean,
you can't give me ifs, because what if mom?
What if mom
came and gave me $1 billion? See, I got an if. You got an if.
Okay.
So that nullifies all the ifs. We're talking about exactly what happened.
Uh-huh. And I think that to the point is the bacon's incredibly offensive to the woman, but because it's not offensive to you, it's not a problem.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. I would agree with you, but that's
that would be
that's
wrong.
Sacrilegious. Yeah. Ain't it like the salt you put in your tea or sacrilegious?
Yeah, the salt you put in your tea. Yep. Everyone loves salty tea.
AB, let me talk to you. See, you gotta understand the words coming out of my mouth. Sometimes, if you can interpret what I'm saying, then we talking. These crabs, they just
yeah.
They,
we insist on our own English language.
On a hot, thirsty day, you're out there mowing the lawn. You get a nice tea, put some ice in there, and a big bunch of salt, and you just get refreshed. The salty tea.
Think about that marketing idea. Wow, look at that.
Yeah.
It's like being at the beach.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I have a
you could have different kinds of designer tea salt.
Yeah.
Let me say this and hope y'all not listening. I don't like y'all. Right?
That's so salty.
Damn, look, see like that? Listen to that. All right, let's sneak in one more topic.
All right.
Topic changing music.
Okay.
All right, this one's going to have to be a quickie because it's already 25 after on the Spike and the Mike Show.
We said we was going to bother AB Free, what, 35 hours?
You said 25, I thought.
Listen, words. Yeah.
I know.
English.
Yeah. I know.
English. All right, we're going to bother him.
Everything is fluid.
Right.
Yeah, really.
Ooh.
I like to call this topic Indian Giver.
Indian Giver.
Indian Giver.
See, I always politically incorrect what he names the topic.
Yeah. And you guys got to tell me how you feel about this. All right. There was a parent who had some badass kids.
Mm. All right.
And they were in the in the ages
was
of.
Was that a parent or?
Both parents.
But it was a parent.
Not a No, it was the mamas and the daddies.
Oh, okay. Had some badass kids.
They had some badass kids. And the ages were 6 and 7.
Were they babies' kids?
Yeah. Nah, it wasn't babies.
Oh, okay.
And so what happened is they wouldn't listen, so the parents took the iPads away from them.
Oh.
And I think this was like in August.
They were 6 and 7 and had iPads?
Yeah,
they were good enough to have gotten iPads at one point.
I guess.
And then they turned
it was
bad.
Like, shut up and do this.
Oh.
So they had iPads, but then
I was like 60 by the time I got an iPad.
Well,
you know.
You also was born in 1903.
They have strollers. They have strollers now with iPads built inside of them.
No.
Yeah, exactly,
I was at the mall on Black Friday, and there was a bunch of kids in strollers being pushed, and they were touching the iPad. Yeah.
I guess that's the next step after the video screen in a minivan.
Yeah, that's true.
And P period, W period. Yes, you know, you were one in iPad age. So you were really young when it had it. Yeah.
So the kids were acting up terribly, so the parents took the iPads away from them. You know, you say, you bad kids, y'all never had it right here.
Right?
This was like in August.
Yes.
Now, she said that now it's like December. So what she's going to do is she's going to buy new iPad covers, clean them up, pack them up, put them under the tree
as new gifts. Yeah.
And put them in the tree and
wrap them up. 3 months?
Nice.
They haven't had them in 4 months or whatever?
Right.
Now, might as well be new.
Question, is that a bad parent or is that a... This how it happens.
A clever. That's a clever parent.
Kind of parent. She said she took the iPads from them. You know, like when you was bad in school, your teacher would take your stuff and give it back to you at the end of the season or whatever.
I wish I would have thought of that. I would have confiscated a lot from my kids.
So much money.
Yeah. So she bought new iPad covers and cleaned them and all that and wrapping them up.
Sure.
So when the kids opening the gifts up for Christmas, they won't recognize them.
Sure, they can have an unboxing video.
They're going to think mom bought new iPads.
Well, the kids question it, you know, and then you should always be honest. She is buying them new iPad covers. Yeah. And
that's a whole new level of like new.
Yeah,
like new. Yes.
So I'm guessing the question to the legal riffraff and the shipping containers.
Yeah.
And we're AB. Oh, I almost called you World B. And AB Free. Is this a bad move or this is a smart move?
Genius.
Yeah.
You okay with this?
Genius. It's been at least 90 days since they've played on the iPad.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Oh, that's brand fabulous. New. Yeah.
That's a privilege. That's an earned privilege. And you know, and again, once they get the iPads and they take advantage of it.
And the coolest thing is when they open it up, it's already going to have all their information in it.
100%. Yeah, it really is. It's going to be assigned to them. Smarts.
Right.
Hey, it's a new cover, too. She's buying the cover. Yep. So maybe it's all it is the cover. And I think that, you know, I mean, we're going to get a universal thing here. So I know at the end, the executive decision will be opposite what we say, though. But,
yeah. Well, that's true. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it is. There had no banner, but it is called Spike on the Mic, right?
Now, can I do this with my wife?
What's that?
Well, you know, she.
Pack her up. Bring her.
Well, no.
What are you taking away from your wife?
Well, I could slowly just take things away that she may or may not notice.
Sure.
And then just wrap it up and give it back to her. Right. And it'd be like, I've always wanted one of these.
But we've already established she doesn't listen to the show. So what would you take away with this one quick thing that you could think of? Because you got to get away with it because obviously an iPad is...
How about her leg hair razor?
Her teeth.
Damn.
All right. And she's not going to recognize it.
Yeah.
Well, 90 days is a long time to a kid, so they probably have forgotten they even had them.
Sure, yeah.
So it might as well be a present, you know, a new present to them, even if they recognize it a little bit. But it's like, we've gone a long time without this, and now I have it. So, yeah, it's a good present.
So flip
yeah, it's
mode
okay.
This.
It's okay. Everybody wins.
Flip mode this. Let's say your mom took away your shoes.
Well, I have a restraining order against my mom.
Yeah, that's right.
So.
She still got issues with that. Yeah.
Really. Stealing my shoes, she's going to jail. So
I probably should mention, even though she doesn't listen, my wife has all her own teeth.
Just in case someone who does know your wife, maybe shared that along.
I just went for the gag.
So if
you are afraid of her.
Yeah, really, really. Oh, so you won't cook bacon in front of your wife?
No, huh? Hell no.
So if your parents took your shoes away, cleaned them up, and gave them back to you, like on your birthday or Christmas,
I put them on my blistered feet. Yes.
Yeah. Did I have other shoes to wear during that time?
Yes.
Okay.
You wouldn't be salty?
No.
Shoes can't download apps.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, there is that.
Would you be salty?
Salty?
About shoes or the iPad?
Ooh.
Whichever one makes you salty.
Oh, no. If you took my shoes and then gift wrapped them and put them in a box and gave them back to me for Christmas and cleaned them up and stuff.
Yeah, cleaned them up.
I'd be a little salty about that. Now, if it's the iPad, though, it's a little different. Because
what if they were really shiny when you got them back?
Yeah, really.
You know?
I would be like, oh, cool, my shoes are back. But
So you're not smart enough to know your iPad is back?
What if they gave you special?
Not after 90 days. Yeah.
What about the factory reset button though? She probably reset everything, right?
They're all their bookmarks.
Oh, brilliant!
Hold on a second. So now y'all trying to backtrack. So you saying that the kid totally forgot they had iPads?
Probably.
90 days, that's a long time.
So,
in your kid's life, they forgot they ever had it.
Yeah.
So, would you forget that you had tennis shoes?
No.
If you went 90 days without any
days without shoes?
Hey, right now, give me two things that happened to you when you were 6 years old.
Miss Johnson used to always kiss me.
What?
Yeah.
Took a turn? Do you want to tell some authorities about this?
Because I'm scarred.
Oh.
And
what school is this?
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
And my daddy beat me.
Oh, well.
All right, so, you know. Now, those are two things. You want some more?
I think that's enough.
That's enough.
You know, the closest thing to a pair of shoes being able to download an app, I guess, is when you put new strings in them. That's really.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Or Dr. Scholl's.
Or some Dr. Scholl's. Yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah. That would count as an app. Yeah.
So what I'm hearing is all you guys are wishy-washy. Y'all saying it's okay to take your iPad
and it's okay
and
to
sneak
take
it back
too,
but to give me my shoes. No, AB said he'd be salty about it.
I said I'm okay.
I mean, the level of care is different. It's a different care. You know, the kids won't care much about shoes in comparison to an iPad.
How old are these kids that were scamming?
Like 6 and 7.
Six and seven.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they know. No, like, the kids will know. Like the shoes, they won't care about too much. When they get the iPad, though, their eyes go. Oh my God, my iPad. It's been a long time.
So no Air Jordan.
I used to have one of these.
Yeah, really? Yeah. They go like, "What? Wait a minute."
Imagine not having your phone for 90 days and you get it back.
Oh, my God.
Phone case cover. You'd be like, oh, Lord. Thank you.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yes.
Spike, this guy right here will be 38 mad.
You're really trying to make that a thing, aren't you?
Yeah.
Why don't you put a hashtag in front of it?
38
mad. You know, continuing in the theme of whoever's house it is makes the rules, you can take whatever you want away from your kids. And if you decide to give them back, they should say thank you.
Right.
Until they get their own house, and then you can't come over and make bacon and take away their iPads anymore.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What if you catch your kids building their own iPads?
Yeah, like they're Chinese kids.
Yeah.
What? If I found my kid making some stuff, then I'm impressed. All right,
the Chinese kids.
Damn. All right, you guys are.
That's
killing
who makes
you.
The iPad.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, listen, I'm going out there. Lake City says don't give them the damn keypads back. I think that's what he said. No,
iPads.
We good. We close. All right. So
there's no Wi-Fi in Lake City anyway. So what's the matter?
Yeah. Exactly.
There's why, as in why are we in Lake City?
Yeah, really. And how is that? I spell how. How we get out of here? That's
how
w,
we get out of here.
That's an H. Yeah.
All right.
So listen, what we gotta do? We gotta go ahead and make this show have a purpose here.
Yeah.
because
thank goodness
you crabs just messed up the story.
I know. Yeah.
I was hoping that we can get some educated comments and responses to it.
Now, in other words, you hoped we'd agree with you.
AB Free did what he had to do.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do now? We need to talk to our esteemed guest.
Absolutely.
Now it's time to interview our esteemed guest. AB Free. No, you got to talk to them.
Hey, hey.
Right, listen.
Yeah.
We want to thank you for coming here and being, part of this award-deserving Spike on the Mic show.
Yeah.
Explain, Bill Smyth asked you this earlier about the A, which I knew it was an A dot B free.
Right.
Mm.
Explain the AB dot free again.
Well, the ABs are for my initials, but we keep names, under disclosure. Right. Just keep
it's
it as
AB. Aldo Bonaventure Free.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. But it's a power name too. So when people say the name or they call it out, you're actually saying, "Hey, be free," And again, going
it should
back.
Be HB free.
No.
A.
That's A.
A.
Is H a word?
Yeah. He's Canadian, so it's A.
Oh.
Be free.
This is the same principle like when you were talking about you said FU, and I said, "Well, why shouldn't it be FY?"
Yeah.
Lost and confused.
It was last week.
You were lost and confused.
You think that happened because you said last week? Think that cleared some stuff?
Yeah. Why shouldn't it be FY? If that's what you really mean.
Because you said FU.
Because I said FO before, and then but FY would be different than what the FU. Yeah. What's the second word? Up.
Okay. Listen. We got guests.
Yeah, it's a good thing we're talking to our guest right now.
Yeah, really.
Well, the thing is, you criticized the man for using the initial AB, and you said, why not H? At that point,
this is what happens. This is what the show actually
is. It's called a train is a track.
Right.
Nobody remember the gum under the table?
Right.
Right. Exactly. That's really what threw us off. Yeah. The show would have been perfect except for that.
Yeah. All right, so back to our esteemed guest.
Yes.
Right, so you go by A dot B free.
Mm.
And when I met you and I know you, you are how do you describe your talents?
How do I describe my talents?
Well, see, when they asked me,
Spike said you were a spoken word artist is what he said.
I mean that's really singular. I would say it's much more than that. I would just say an artist, period, but my talents, just come from a form of expression. I've been writing and just doing things to vent. Honestly, for a really long time, it started off with writing. Honestly, it started off with singing in a remote control at the house in my underwear.
Right, right.
That's
nice.
In front of the mirror.
Yeah.
You like what you saw?
Well, when I slipped my hair back, I did. That's how it started. Being super young, but I was always into drama class and just doing things to express. I would say that I'm a heavy extrovert.
I might not know what that means.
I like to talk. I like to talk about what's going on and a lot of the stuff that I put on paper and stuff. I just kind of illustrated it into doing more by putting on a microphone, performing.
Are you dangerous?
What you mean?
Because
like Baker Mayfield, I'm feeling dangerous.
Yeah, no, I'm saying people who write things down, they're the kind of person who. Have issues.
I got to pull over sometimes.
They're also the kind of people who go grocery shopping.
I don't know. Shout out to Instacart.
They're creative. Right.
Does your art have a particular focus that you go back to? Is it social commentary or is there a topic
100%, that 100% about being yourself? I would say, but it's about being yourself, and it's okay to be weird. It's okay to be out of the box, and sometimes if you feel like that you're not fitting into a certain group, it's because you're meant to do something much bigger than groups, maybe creating a new genre of things. And so it just found myself not fitting in sometimes with certain people or trying to fit in with certain people and realizing that's not the fit that was for me. So it's okay to be weird, and if you feel like you want to do something write or perform, do it. If you want to go and do a screenplay, or you want to do poetry and you feel like you don't have anyone to talk to, you just express yourself. Lay it on pen, you lay it on paper, record yourself. It's okay, it's okay to do that. And, for a long time, I was known for being really weird. for just kind of just being different. You know?
Didn't get beat up like in school. People took your lunch money.
No, not at all. Not at all. Not at all.
Do you find yourself more of like an improv performance artist when you're talking? Because I heard singing and spoken word. So my imagination is going that you can take something and then express words, or do you really want to write it out to have more thought behind it?
Well, I use a 3-step process: revelation, preparation, manifestation. So everything I do, I make sure I prepare for it. I mean, definitely could work on the fly too, but you know, I like to write things down,
sure,
look at it, marinate on it, erase it, and then do it again, and then go over it one more time.
If I was to play some music now, do you think you might be able to give us an example?
I mean, what kind of music?
Just some
nice waltz
music. Something like
oh yeah.
All can right. You use vegan bacon and podcast in there?
Yeah. We're going to let it ride for a second. Yeah. 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 Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Hey. They threw me in the box. The walls all surrounding me. I'm dying to myself. Dying to anatomy. Living through catastrophes. Praying to my majesty. You gotta be the person that you want your kids to be. In theory, we the same, kinda like a simile. Looking up to talk to God, I'm asking him to intervene. Stabilize me mentally from all these evil entities. I called upon his angels, now they all protecting me. Put your hands up in the sky if you love the Holy King. His grace is so sufficient, I can love my enemies. Baptizing like the dishes, I am feeling extra clean. Advertising on my wishes, I am making it a scene. Sacrifices, having visions, I be manifesting dreams. My heart, it be pumping, but it's bleeding at my sleeve. K to the AOTIC. Prophesizing on the block, rap about it on the beat. Man, my body wanna drop, but I'm standing on my feet. I got strength through his joy, so the fear is obsolete. For the Lord is my rock, I just pump the concrete. Tell the devil take a seat, feel the fire, feel the heat. I'm just laughing at him, cause I know he don't want the beef. He can step to me, I spoke the word, then he fleed. Like a little kitty cat climbing up a tree. Boy, you know I'm on a hunt, like my name was Kareem. Walking on the water, tell the Father all that you have seen. Wipe me down and wash it out, I'm drinking all the Listerine. Glazing them like Krispy Kreme, I'm tatted up in skinny jeans. I look around the world and too much of it make believe. I'm faithfully just savoring all the prayers I spoke before. And watch the prayers just come to be reality. What's happening? Floating on a raft again. I told my daughter when I'm gone, I'm trying to be a better man. I really hope she understand. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Damn.
Now,
be free.
Now I have a question. I'm always interested in people's creative process.
Sure.
Would you consider yourself a disciplined writer in that you sit down every day and carve out time to write, or is it kind of on the fly?
Every day in the morning.
Really?
Well, I don't try to be super repetitive and like have a religious schedule about it,
yeah.
But I always try to make sure I find time, and I sometimes I need to pull over.
When something strikes you.
Yeah.
I got it.
Sometimes I got to pull over, and then I'll spend time with it for a little while, and then once I make the video, and by the way, you can find that video on AB Free official page on YouTube, but once I make the video, now I'll just watch that video, you know, over and over, not in a conceited way, but just to develop thoughts and
develop and improve.
Can criticize myself and make the next video from that, and make the next piece of material from that.
Where do you perform? Do you perform regularly, or is it around local places, different venues?
I do a lot with my church. It's Chaotic Streets Church. Chaotic is K-A-O-T-I-C.
As mentioned in the verse.
Yeah. That's a kingdom attack on the inner city. We do a lot of stuff at other churches that are real religious. Our church, we don't promote religion. We try to break free from that and spread the grace message.
Mm-hmm.
But we perform a lot at other churches. And what we do is create concerts and create venues to where if you have a gift like performing or doing poetry, dancing, miming, you know, we create an outlet for that. So that way it's a safe place for you to express yourself and be yourself. I've done a lot. I started off my poetry at Smoking Words. It's one of the best open mics here in the Tampa Bay area. Smoking Words, hosted by Novocaine. I mean, that's really where I started to get my feet wet.
Where is that?
Smoking Words. It's over on they changed locations recently. Over on, it's off of Armenia. You can look them up though on Facebook. Right, yeah, Smoking Words, S-M-O-K-E-N, Smoking Words. But they've been around for years, man, and they're still standing strong. But, you know, I kind of, you know, taking a break from, you know, like, from doing poetry, and I'm doing a lot more in terms of just shows and venues, like with the church, and kind of doing more outreach to where we, you know, we can, you know, find people to, you know, let them utilize their gifts too. Sometimes I'll open up the show and break ice so other people can get a little bit more comfortable to do it too, you know. But that's kind of been the main focus right now. Shout out Chaotic Streets. Love you guys. Love you, Lorenzo and Zara. Chaotic Streets Church, man. It's been life-changing, honestly. They've been there for me through a lot of hard times and stuff. So
how long have you been doing, and you say you don't want, you're not pigeonholed to spoken words or that type of music. How long have you been doing this?
What you mean this?
Like
just performing.
Performing. There
yeah.
Years. I feel like years, man.
You just felt it one day and then started writing it down on a piece of paper and then recording it on some type of media and pushing it out there?
And I feel like something was telling me to grab the remote control in the living room, you know. And I don't want to get, it's not just to get fame. You know, a lot of people chase clout. A lot of people out here try to chase clout, try to get likes, try to get hearts, try to get comments, try to follow me, follow this. That's not what the purpose was. You know, if you can change one person's life, and if you can impact someone's life to make them maybe want to go write down how they feel, that could potentially prevent them from doing something crazier or not being able to express themselves, because there's a lot of people out here who may not feel like they have somewhere to express themselves or to talk to, you know what I mean? And so it's just if someone can see a person that you can probably relate to, I become like all men so that I may be able to win some, then you've done your job, you know? I've been doing it a long time, and I feel
right?
like that day in the living room at grandma's house, you know, playing with the remote control definitely set me off to just continue. So, I mean, I have books and books of just doodles.
No.
just thoughts, man.
I know you get this millions of times. Like, who is the inspiration to you?
Mm.
If like a role model.
100 points if you say Spike.
Yeah.
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 Really.
Although it'll hurt your soul to do right. that, but, you know, to sell out to that degree.
Okay,
but.
101. All right.
Well, I mean, my inspiration is my family.
Right?
Lorenzo and Zara, 100%. Lorenzo and Zara, they're the leaders at Chaotic Streets Church. And my wife, who's sitting right next to me. I've known her since the first grade.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Really? She didn't like you then?
I think you guys are going to make it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. I thought I had something going on. I married my 16-year-old sweetheart. We've been married for over 50 years. Look at this. You've already got a good portion of that going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Was there another entertainer, though, that inspired you? Like somebody you saw or heard and thought, like, oh, I draw motivation from that person.
I see what he's doing. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well,
you've never gotten this question before? Seems like this would be a canned answer. Like, hey, I like Tuda Da Da. I don't know.
Who's Tuda Da Da?
Yeah.
He's big.
I've never heard of them.
He's big in Europe.
Tuda.
In Lake City.
Yeah.
I mean, it hasn't just been just one artist in particular. It's more of just a positive message from artists in general. Even if that artist in itself isn't the best role model and they do put out somewhat of a good song. Right. Like, you know, I mean, to be honest, I've listened to Lil Wayne since starting in fifth grade. And I know he's not, you know, he doesn't promote wellness and goodness
right.
all the time, but the creativity aspect of, you know,
right.
his you know, his stuff, I've always listened to. Ace Hood, he's a Florida rapper, you know, he always has a good positive spiritual message in his work. I've listened to him a lot, but I try to look for artists that, you know, have something to say instead of the
not just the rhythm and the rhyme.
You know, I don't need Courage the Cowardly Dog. I need to fill my soul up with something good.
Yeah, really. Yeah,
I need,
exactly.
You know, when I turn on music, man, it's something. I need something.
All right, so next thing that you probably heard a billion times, what's on your playlist right now?
Ooh.
What's on my playlist right now?
Yeah.
Ace Hood. Ace Hood's on my playlist. I mean, I work out in the morning, and he's someone I put on, you know, in the morning to get that thump going and get that motivation going.
Something failed. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It was your nose.
I really love Lecrae. Lecrae's on my playlist right now. I love Lecrae because he can reach the gospel world, right? He can reach people in the church, but he has music for the world too.
Right.
And I think that's the point. You know, it's not about shoving a Bible or shove down your throat. It's kind of about spreading a message of, you know, positivity and love and forgiveness. And I feel like he does that very well and has a really good balance. When you can have a song like with, you know, gospel singers, and then next week have a song with Ty Dolla Sign, I feel like you're doing a really good job. Yeah. You know what I mean? So he's in my playlist too.
I was going to say 100 points for the Spike on the Mic podcast CD. If that's on your playlist.
Yeah.
Yeah, another 100 points.
Yeah.
Another 100 points.
Yeah.
You ain't going to walk away with $2. Sorry, $200.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you mentioned that it's not about likes and stuff, but do you have a presence on social media where people can follow you?
Everything is going to be on my YouTube page.
YouTube?
Yep. Okay. I put a lot of focus in that because I don't care about scrolling through timelines. Uh-huh. But however, if you want to check us out on Facebook, you can check out Chaotic Streets Church.
Okay.
Chaotic. It's K-A-O-T-I-C, Chaotic Streets Church on Facebook. And you can find me on YouTube. That's AB Free Official Page. You got to type it in just like that. A bunch of videos are going to pop up, man. I got over 100 videos on there with different content, different vlogs. There's workout videos. There's inspirational videos. There's football highlights. There's things
to
make.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, is the word official actually in the address?
Yes, sir.
All right.
AB Free Official Page. You type that in, man.
KB Free. K-A. Free official page.
Yes, sir.
We're 51 minutes into the show. This is usually about the time we start learning the person's name.
Exactly. So, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So we've done good.
We went way from really. All right. So you had mentioned that smoking words.
Mm-hmm.
And
smoking words.
That's what he said. They say that's the place.
I'm sorry. I thought you were speaking Spike.
Yeah, they're the ultimate open mic night. And now this said that they're award-winning open mic nights in the Tampa Bay area. They're founded by a local renowned poet, Novocaine?
Novocaine, yeah.
I don't know how.
Shout out Novocaine.
Yeah. He says their open words are dedicated to showcasing performance and arts for all genres.
They do stand-up comedy there?
Of the 100%. Comedy.
They arrange some spoken
words.
I think
words.
You made a new friend.
Really,
yeah. I saw a guy in there with a saxophone one time. They do yoga poetry, believe it or not.
Yoga what? Poetry.
Yeah, they hosted a show one time where they had live yoga, and as the yoga was going on, you would do poetry to match the rhythm of their body. Crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, they go all out, man. Body painting. I mean, they do all kinds of stuff, man. But they've been strong for a long time. Out of all the open mics I've been to, and I've been to some pretty crazy ones, I've been to some pretty crappy ones, and I've been to some decent ones.
Yeah.
Smoking Words has been, you know, they've always had a good foundation. You know what I mean?
Well, their website is pushing it. I don't know how updated it is. It's every Thursday night from 9 to 1 p.m., and they're located at Whiskey North, 11921 North Dale Mabry Avenue.
So you would say 9
I know where that
P
is.
To 1A.
9 P. Oh,
you said 9 to 1 P, which means it's starting
what
at 9
night
in
the
morning.
Week?
It says Thursday.
Thursday night. Okay.
Thursday.
I don't have Instagram, but I know 100% they're on Instagram, too.
Okay.
You can look them at Smoking Words.
Hey, why don't you have Instagram? This. Can I ask? I mean, because I know, obviously, Instagram
is
takes
up too much time. It's too consuming. It's too mind-consuming.
Yeah.
The scrolling,
Well, for the videos you have, YouTube's obviously great. I mean, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's the page. That's what you send everyone to.
Yep.
So,
and there's not a timeline aspect like he's talking
about.
So, it's just there. You have to hunt for
what
you
want. It's a diary for me.
Yeah.
It's a diary for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I take time making some of the videos, and, I vlog other stuff besides just art. You know, I put, we cooked a turkey in a garbage can on Thanksgiving.
Nice.
That's on there.
Nice.
If you want to know how to make an avocado smoothie, that's on there too. And if you want to know how to do single leg lunge drops, that's on there too, man. I mean, and then plus the music also. So,
Now, it was a fried turkey.
Well, there was a, yeah, so we, deep fry the turkey.
Right.
And then we also like cook the turkey in an aluminum trash can. So you trap the turkey, place it on a stick.
Oh, and you use the trash can as like a as the oven
smoker, around, like
yeah. Surround it by coals.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cool.
Yes, sir. So there's a lot more than just music on there, you know, because it's not just about that. It's a diary for me, but there's a lot of art. There's a lot of expression on there, too. But I use that as a diary. I don't. And then, you know, I you know, operate the Chaotic Streets Church Facebook, and that's enough for me. I want to promote. I'd rather promote the church and promote the wellness of what we're doing as a whole, as a team, promoting events and people can come and come check us out and, you know, and go from there. That's what I, you know, I'd rather, you know, push that rather than myself. So YouTube is just a form of expression, you know, alongside with, you know, everything else.
Let me ask you this, because, you know, you've obviously you met Spike probably through the radio. You've done stuff over there.
That's
you've
on there, too.
how many radio interviews do you think have you done and podcasts and everything else, just generally? I mean,
not that many.
So a few, maybe five, six, or maybe 10.
No, not even 10.
Okay. Yeah. So, and those, is this the first time ever a host ran out on you to go to the restroom?
Oh, he vanished.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah. Just curious, has that ever happened before in the middle of a show where the host who's interviewing you says, hey, I gotta go to the bathroom?
No. I mean, it's okay, though.
He didn't say that. Okay. He just made a horrible face and then ran off.
He's a 65-year-old man with the bladder of a 2-year-old girl.
You need some probiotics, man.
Wait. Yeah. Hold on a second. I thought I left this in good hands. You guys didn't
know. Oh, no. No. Just
no,
us.
Actually, we only started mentioning you just before you came back.
It's a lot of great information, which you want to hear.
Unless you
took the wireless with you, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. All right.
Yeah,
so you
were following along.
All right, so listen, you know, guys, the show has flown by.
Oh, my God.
And we had so much fun. So what we have to do, we have to go around the room. We have to ask, what stuck with you? So I start out with you. PW, what stuck with you tonight?
What stuck with me is that, you know, we've had an interesting guest for a change.
Ow. What about all the thousands and other hundreds?
Oh,
we've
had beautiful babes.
Yes.
We've had very funny people. But this is actually an interesting guest.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. And Bill Smots, what stuck with you tonight?
What stuck with me is that A.B. Free, a very talented artist who at one time at the show, his name was A.B.
That's my new T-shirt I'm going to come out with.
That's what stuck with me.
Yeah.
And now, you know what? And especially because I thought, wow, that must be a really difficult last name.
Name, yeah.
And yet we find out it's Free.
It's Free, I know. It
don't cost
which
me.
Which seems so easy. Yeah.
You guys missing the point.
Yes, we are, definitely.
Would you be okay if we said, hey, welcome into the on the mic show?
Yeah.
No. No, not at all.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what it was. But
okay, listen. The part was supposed to be in my head, because what happened is I was announcing it, and I was saying, "Wait a minute, I'm not sure if that's yeah."
Yeah.
And so that's all.
It's
that's,
not written
that's
down
exactly
in front of you
what,
on your.
Really.
Yeah.
Dr. Captain Clark, what stuck with you tonight?
That I always thought you guys could argue about anything, but then you actually argued about the punctuation in the guest name.
Yeah.
Instead of actually just taking his word for what his name was. That really convinced me
we
that you really
that
can't argue about anything.
We said that in the show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A period, B.
Oh, there's the period has to be over here, and no, it can't be over there. It has to be here, and oh, what are you talking about? Where'd that come
I
from?
I sound like that?
Yeah, that's exactly, that's a dead-on impersonation.
Yes.
Now let me do it in your voice. Damn, all the period's got to be over there, and the period's supposed to be over here.
Now that sounds like me.
Yeah. That totally sounds like me.
A.B. Free, let me tell you, thank you for being a part of this show, being part of this madness.
It's cool, man.
But I have to ask you, what stuck with you tonight about this whole fiasco?
I want bacon.
Now listen.
All right, I got some in my pocket.
Yeah. Yeah.
Once again, we start the show.
I know.
I asked you guys what stuck. AB Free came back with the great response. Yeah. I asked you, sorry, Krabs. Wait a minute. What did I do?
I don't know.
Yeah, you just made your own point.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. There's no music tonight, so don't go by that.
Oh.
Just look at the clock.
See, I was waiting on the cue. So
I know,
We knew him have a out cue to tell
me there's some
how
music
to do this
starts,
right here. So now I'm all.
1 minute.
Big word. Watch this big word. discombobulated.
Oh, big difference. How happy he is with himself.
Yeah. So, AB Free, listen. We love you being on the part of the show.
Yeah.
Can we come back? Will you come back and we stick a microphone in your mouth again?
Can we rephrase that?
Nah, that's how we do it.
No, he makes everybody deal with that.
Yeah.
The uncomfortableness about it.
You ought to see what happens.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's make it weird.
All right.
Yeah, really. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, this is the Spike on the Mic Show. And what stuck with me tonight is that you guys don't respect the authority of your mama. Your mama can tell you what to do. Took you in the world, she can bring you out. And I am the Spike on the Mic Show. Hey, you guys can see us next week. We're going to be right here entertaining you. Spike on the Mic Show, and we out. Yeah. One.